When doing a human-to-machine integration, you should use the OAuth web or mobile flows so that the credentials never pass through the integration application. In the case of machine-to-machine integrations, the integration must have an integration user's credentials and use either the username and password OAuth flow for REST or direct authentication for SOAP. Also, I have included both REST and SOAP because there are distinct use cases for each. REST is what most people use today because it is flexible, while SOAP is more strict but provides a better out-of-the-box experience due to the Salesforce-provided client libraries. Let's dive into each of these. Salesforce REST integration with Java. REST has emerged as the de facto standard for service integration because it is a simple protocol which uses HTTP and its semantics instead of putting the semantics into the payloads. So if you want to create an account on Salesforce, you perform an HTTP post to https://your-instance.salesforce.com/services/data/v39.0/subject/account/with a JSON body-like. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The HTTP response code and body tell you about the success or failure of the operation. For example, a successful create will have an HTTP 201 created code and a body like. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To work with the Salesforce REST API, you just need an HTTP client and a JSON library. Numerous community-maintained client libraries also exist for pretty much every programming platform. This example will just use REST directly instead of using a client library. If you would rather use a client library with Java, check out the force.com REST API connector. Now let's walk through a sample Java project that does this integration. You can see the full source on GitHub or grab a zip of the sample. For this example, we need an HTTP client and a JSON library, so we've set those to the Apache HTTP client and Jackson JSON library in the Maven build. The full application is in a single Java file. The easiest way to run this kind of sample is on the command line, so it first asks for the Salesforce username, password, OAuth consumer key, and OAuth consumer secret. To run this sample, create a connected app in Salesforce to obtain the OAuth consumer key and secret. This sample prompts for those values, but in reality, externalize them to configuration like environment variables. Once the username, password, and OAuth consumer key and consumer secret have been obtained, we can log in to obtain an access token. This uses the username and password OAuth flow. Now to actually use REST to fetch some Salesforce data. This is pretty straightforward. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This performs a SQL query to fetch the contact objects. Let's see what it looks like when we run all this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. From there, you can build any kind of integration with Salesforce data. Note that there is also a REST API for working with the Salesforce metadata if you need to work with the data that describes the data. Salesforce SOAP integration with Java. SOAP can be used over any transport protocol, so it does not use the semantics of HTTP. Instead, it encodes operation information, i.e. create, get, etc., and data types into the payload. This results in a much more verbose protocol, which is not often used directly. SOAP also includes the concept of a service descriptor, called the WSDL. This enables client libraries to be generated from that description. Salesforce generates SOAP client libraries for Java with every new release and publishes them to Maven Central so they can easily be specified as dependencies in Java project builds. You can see the Salesforce SOAP client artifact list and the dependency information on Maven Central. These client libraries have transitive dependencies on the underlying HTTP client and XML libraries that are used under the covers. So you don't have to work with the protocol, just a type-safe wrapper around it. Let's walk through a sample integration Java project using the Salesforce SOAP library. You can see the full source on GitHub or grab a zip of the sample. First, in the project build definition, you will see the dependencies on the Salesforce SOAP library. The application is a single file to keep things simple and can be run from an IDE or the command line. It gets the username and password from the command line parameters or asks for them. In the real world, externalize your integration user's credentials, possibly using environment variables. The credentials are then used to log into Salesforce. Once logged in, we can invoke a SOAP operation like a query for contacts. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This example uses the partner WSDL, which can be safely used against any Salesforce org because it does not have type-safe representations of Salesforce metadata. You can also use the enterprise WSDL, which does include an org's metadata and can thus be used to generate Java types that map to that metadata. Read more about the differences between these two WSDL types in the docs. Here is what it looks like to run this example from Maven. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now we are reading data from Salesforce via the SOAP API. You can use this as a foundation to build all sorts of integrations on. As you've seen, using the Salesforce REST and SOAP APIs is an easy way to get data into and out of Salesforce. And it is easy to use these APIs from Java. This can be a foundation for all sorts of machine-to-machine integrations. For a deeper dive into the Salesforce APIs, be sure to check out the API Basics Trailhead module and the additional reading below. Further reading. REST docs. SOAP docs. SQL for the SQL developer. About the author. James Ward is an engineering and open source ambassador at Salesforce.